Stay tuned for an interview with artist-composer Rita Selby. And first, let's hear a bit of music from her most recent released CD, Both Sides Now. Heart of Mind, Radio for the New Millennium. I'm Catherine Davis, and today my guest is Rita Selby. And we're going to be talking about her work and one of her newest releases with Bruce Barth. Welcome, Rita.
It's wonderful to be here, Catherine. Thank you for inviting me.
Yeah, I'm really happy to have you here with me today. I've been following your music for a good while and have really enjoyed it. Have played it over the years, and I'm excited about this release because you're going to also have a concert in which you're going to be inviting people to come in and listen to this music created by yourself and performed with Bruce Barth.
Yes, and Andy Eula will be playing bass, so Bruce and I had the great opportunity to record this CD, and I'm excited that we're releasing it at this special concert that we're having on April 6th, next Friday, at the Domena Center. And it's a very exciting concert. It's going to be sponsored by Project 142 in this beautiful chamber music classical space. And it's optimized for listening to acoustic music. And I'm very excited about being able to perform this live, where we've spent a lot of time with the recording, and I'm thrilled about it, and to be able to share it now in person.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it myself. And it's going to be, as you say, sponsored by Project 142, the Rita Selby Trio, Friday, April 6, 8 p.m., a very special CD release concert. The long-awaited CD, Both Sides Now, with Rita Selby and Bruce Barth. And for those of you who want to get ahead of the game, you can go to RitaSelbyMusic.com, and you'll be able to register and get your tickets right online. So I encourage you to do that. Rita Selby, R-I-T-A-S-E-L-B-Y. And we'll give that information again, yes.
My personal website, yes, RitaSelby.com, and the concert is promoted on RitaSelbyMusic.com. And you can listen to all the music that we're going to play if you want to hear it in advance of the concert. You can hear the whole album and my previous album, Odyssey, from 2017, not even a year ago. So we've been very busy.
Very, very busy. And I've actually played your music many times from your On Earth CD.
Oh, thank you.
So people will have some familiarity with your music. But what's interesting, the website is really stellar. The audio is great, and you can enjoy the music online. But one of the things that we wanted to talk about was the experience of having the music
mm-hmm.
live,
mm-hmm.
which is something completely different.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
And you spoke in our introduction that you're really excited about having this live concert.
Yep.
So tell us something about what it means to you to perform live in front of people with that human exchange.
Well, that's another, as you said, a whole different experience. And, well, I have to say there is something so exciting about it and at the same time very vulnerable. So in a sense, there's the give and take of literally giving and then also accepting the energy from the audience who's giving their attention and their aura. In a sense, it's a intermingling of auric fields between among the performers, sharing with the audience, sharing with each other, sharing back to the performers, and it becomes and we don't think of it quite this way, but when I really let it move in on me, this is what it feels like to me. And in this space, it's even more so. This is, as I said, a chamber music setting, so there is no elevated stage and there are no theater light, and I will be able to see everyone just as you and I can see each other here in the studio, face to face, with no effect, no light effects or anything like that. So we'll be very much sharing the time together in this music, and I'm excited about that. That's it's kind of scary, but very exciting.
Mm. And I think for those of us who enjoy music, there's a real difference between seeing something, experiencing something live, and listening to something either on the radio or another kind of recording. There's, as you say, an actual exchange of energy. There's an exchange of feeling. You're able to actually get into the emotion of the music in a different way mm-hmm. because it does have that human exchange. And why I like the fact that you're doing it in this kind of venue is I find it sometimes annoying when I go to a restaurant and I'm trying to listen to music and there's people moving and talking and clinking glasses and eating and conversations going on. And when you have an opportunity to be in a venue that's specifically for music, you can really absorb and feel, and you have that freedom to have that experience.
Mm-hmm.
So if the music is invoking a memory, or if the music is invoking a feeling, be it sadness or happiness or whatever it is, I have that safe space
mm-hmm.
to be able to go into that feeling and not have to worry about somebody taking their order at the next table. Mm-hmm. It's just amazing to me.
Well, there's a time for that. That's another kind of experience completely. And, where its own aura. It gives the music already a framework. And here, this is going to be as unaffected as I've ever performed before. So it's kind of experimental for me,
mm-hmm.
but I'm excited about it, and the piano is just gorgeous. 9-foot Steinway. I was there the other day and was playing it. It's just beautiful, so I can't wait to do that. And I won't tell the surprise
mm-hmm.
that I'm going to have at the concert.
Nice. So it's a very intimate experience.
Mm-hmm.
So speak to us about what music is for you in terms of being able to go through this creative process, build the work, create the CD, but then to have it in this raw, open-hearted experience. What was that journey like for you to create this CD?
It's a hard question to answer because in some ways I let the music speak for itself and tell the story, which is part of why there are no liner notes on the inside of this CD. And anyone who knows me knows I don't lack for being able to speak about what I want to speak about. But when it comes to something like this, something so personal, something so vulnerable, so sometimes painful, sometimes joyous, but even the joy / frustration / pain / enthusiasm of being a human being. How to say that? I'm not a writer, so I make music.
Hmm. So I like this direction that you're taking in terms of an opportunity to experience our humanness.
Mm-hmm.
And music is something that can really take us there. So how do you regard this in terms of the significance? We live in this chaotic world. Why is it important for us to make this human connection with each other?
That is a question I've spent a lot of time with, which is part of why this CD is so long awaited for its release. It had been completed before now, and I asked myself, because I am the managing director of my own company, which produced this music, and considered what really would be the reason to have a live concert when the music is finished and it's ready and it's online. Anyone can hear it and download it and purchase CDs. To have a concert, how many people? I think that the hall can hold 85 people. So what would be the benefit of going to that, directing our energies that way? And I came to the conclusion through a lot of really checking with myself that this is what, after all of our needs are cared for, when we have enough air, food, water, healthcare, a home, clothes, when we have all our needs taken care of, what do we do then? And for me, the answer was to express, whether that's by talking with a friend, being with your family, spending leisure time, expressing who we are. And we can do that one way. It can be through music. It can be through sports. It can be through literature. But we express who we are to each other. And especially in this digitized age where a lot of things that used to involve humans no longer do, even driverless cars are becoming pretty widely used. Automated teller machines are normal now. We have much less interaction with humans in person than ever before. It's quite common to work remotely. And how often do we see friends? Less often. We see them quite often on the internet, through social media, through texting. But in person, very rare. So I personally can speak for myself that I feel this, the opportunity to open one's heart to others who are also opening their hearts is a very rare and precious time. So I'm looking at this concert as very special in all those ways.
And this harkens back to what you referred to earlier about people sharing their auric fields.
Mm-hmm.
And I resonate with that very strongly because we all have an energy that flows through us, but also everything is expressed that way, our feelings, our thoughts. It radiates out into the world and in many ways helps to create our experience and our reality going forward. So when we do something on purpose with intent to be able to lift the value of that experience of sharing and being with people is something that's very nourishing.
Mm-hmm.
It's something that we all crave and miss, though sometimes we might not be able to put a finger on what it is that we're missing, why mm-hmm. we feel dissatisfied, why we feel not completely fulfilled in our life.
Mm-hmm.
And it can be something as simple as creating this, what I would call a sacred space,
mm-hmm.
to be able to come together in music and celebration and sharing. And I think that this is a new way for us to look at these experiences and give it the priority it deserves. So I really think that this is an opportunity for us all to come together in this experience to listen to this music. And the CD is called Both Sides Now. And it is with Rita Selby and Bruce Barth. Let's take a step back for a minute and let's talk about the fact that you're working with this, you know, esteemed musician, Bruce Barth. One of the things that I have noticed about your work as a producer is that you always work with people who are at the top of their game in terms of skill and expression.
Mm-hmm.
So let's speak a little bit about you and your work as a producer, bringing this musicianship together in this CD, but more in general, in terms of all of your work leading to this point.
I'm moved by beauty. When I hear someone playing in a way that moves me, I imagine if it resonates and I resonate with through my work in a style that I can imagine us collaborating, I investigate and see if that's possible. And if it is, it's been a wonderful time. So that's what we have here in the CD. Bruce Barth was it came about because I was studying arranging with Bruce. He's a wonderful, not just a wonderful composer and pianist and band leader, and has dozens of CDs as a leader. He's also a very fine educator and at Columbia University and Temple University, and also has his own private teaching studio. So years ago, I was studying arranging with him, and at one point, we spontaneously played That Old Black Magic, which is on the CD, and it was such a joy. We both enjoyed it so much, and that's how I came to this idea to record some other of my arrangements and favorite songs and some of my songs that I wanted to include.
That old black magic's got me in its spell. That old black magic that you weave so well. Those icy fingers up and down my spine. That same old witchcraft when your eyes meet mine. The same old tingle that I feel inside. And then that elevator starts its ride. Darling, down and down I go. Round and round and round I go like a leaf that's caught in the tide. I should stay away, but what can I do? I hear your name and I'm aflame. Aflame with such a burning desire that only a kiss can put out the fire. For you're the love brother that I've waited for, the mate that fate had me created for. And every time your lips meet mine, darling, down and down I go. Round and round, I round, I go in a spin. I'm loving the spin I'm in. I'm under that old black magic called love. That I've waited for, the maid that fate had me created for. And every time your lips meet mine, darling, down and down and down I go. Round and round and round I go in a spin. I'm loving the spin I'm in. I'm under that old black magic come love.
So I couldn't be happier with his rendition. It's really very special. I feel very blessed to be able to work with him. Did that answer your question?
It does. It really does. And just to fill in a little bit with that, let's tell people a little bit about Bruce so that they know who he is. Bruce Barth is a jazz pianist and composer, and he's been sharing his music with listeners the world over for more than two decades. Deeply rooted in the jazz traditions, his music reflects both the depth and breadth of his life and musical experience. In addition to traveling widely performing his own music, he has also performed with revered jazz masters as well as collaborated with leading musicians of his own generation. And most notably, his performances feature material from his large book of very powerful and imaginative original compositions, written in a voice that is both deeply personal and expressive. In a recent review in the New York Star Ledger, Zan Stewart writes, "No one sounds quite like Barth. His solos are characterized by robust swing, his ability to tell a story, and by his rich, beguiling sound." So that's a lovely...
That's very accurate.
That's a lovely rendition of Bruce Barth, whom people will also be able to enjoy at this concert.
Absolutely.
In collaboration with your music as arranged in this CD. So mm-hmm. That's pretty fantastic. And I would say, if I were to give a review of your music, because I've heard a lot of your music over the years, I would say that your music is very soulful and magical, and it seems to come from a place that precedes the physical existence. It's almost as if you reach back in through your soul and come out of that with a very poignant sense of emotion, feeling, longing, celebrating. So there's something very magical about your music as well.
Thank you.
So I am really looking forward to this. I think it's going to be an amazing concert. And again, the website is RitaSelbyMusic.com, and you will be able to register for this concert. It's coming up Friday, April 6th at 8 p.m., and it is the collaboration of Rita Selby and Bruce Barth. And the CD, the long-awaited CD release of Both Sides Now, which you're hearing excerpts from during this interview. So you'll get a taste, and you have a taste of what this is. Also, during the concert will be Andy Ulau, the bass player. So it's going to be the Rita Selby Trio. We want you to enjoy this as much as we will. So I advise you and I encourage you to follow up on that. And when you go to RitaSelbyMusic.com, you can get a taste of the music, But just know that when you're coming to the concert, you'll also get that essence, that soul, that human connection that makes it special. So, Rita, tell me a little something about your cultivation as a musician. So I remember you telling me that you actually started piano when you were a little girl.
Mm-hmm.
You studied classical, you studied jazz, and I guess some of the music that you do would be considered pop, maybe popular music.
Sure, sure. Yeah. It's all music. It's hard to give labels. I say I'm a jazz singer so that I can communicate quickly with people. Some jazz singers do things I don't do, and I sing things that pop singers don't do. And then some pop singers will sing a jazz song, and I'd say that's as much jazz as anything else I've ever heard. So it's hard to say, but I definitely have had a classical background. I don't want to give away the surprise of the classical music, but I did start classical piano at age 5, and I progressed quickly. So I was playing in piano competitions. I won a piano competition at age 7, and I continued on. I'm giving the short version of the story, and I continued on and did study classical piano in college, where I graduated from William Patterson University with my bachelor's in classical piano and classical voice. But before I graduated, I was struck by jazz, which I fell in love with. It's William Patterson is a wonderful place for jazz education. It's a top university, and a lot of the leaders in the jazz world have studied there, and I was fortunate that I met everyone at the time and got to hear and be moved by jazz, and I continued to hear Ella Fitzgerald perform, and that's how it all started before I actually graduated from William Patterson, and I pursued jazz after graduation, and I've been doing that ever since.
Chicks and ducks and geese better scurry when you take me out in the Surrey, when you take me out in the Surrey with a fringe on top. Watch that fringe and see how it flutters when you drive them high stepping strutters. Nosy pokes will peek through the shutters and their eyes will pop. The wheels are yellow, the upholstery's brown, the dashboard's genuine leather. With eyes and glass curtains you can roll right down in case there's change in the weather. Two bright side lights winking, I'm blinking, there's no fire rig. I'm a-thinking you can keep your rig if you're thinking that it's here to swap for that shiny little Surrey with the fringe on the top.
With Kenny Werner, who you may know, the wonderful Kenny Werner, and got into composing through that. And I didn't know it was composing. I thought it was playing notes that sounded good and writing them down. So That's what I would do. I was like, oh, that sounds good. How do you write that down? Put that down. That sounds good, too. Hey, put that down there. So I didn't know what that was called. Then I realized, and then I thought, maybe I could sing something over that too. So I thought, write that, and maybe I could put some words to that too. So I would do that. And it turned out that when you put it all in a rhythm and write it all out and have wonderful musicians playing it, my goodness, it's a song. And when everyone comes together and plays it, it's a really big piece. Mm-hmm. And I was able to do this a few times, and now I have 4 CDs to this day. The one you alluded to earlier, On Earth, that one is all original music, 12 songs. But Both Sides Now has 3 of my compositions, and all of the other songs, the beautiful classic music that I have arranged and or given a different treatment to. But and of course Bruce is making magic with it, so I couldn't be happier.
Mm-hmm. I love that story because it almost reminds me of being a little girl with crayons and just scribbling, mm-hmm. and then coming to discover that, oh, wait, there's a talent in there, mm-hmm. and then going to school and cultivating it. And I think that a lot of people share that kind of experience and can relate to sort of this natural flowering of our gift. And this is what it sounds like to me, that you've gone through these stages of deep study so that you have the technical skills, but there was the openness there for your own gift to come through and flower into something of its own. So that is very special. And maybe you can talk about that experience of translating maybe even an actual emotional experience into a song. What is that like?
That's an interesting question. It's almost like a meditation. So it's also not deliberate for me. So in some cases I have written songs. I thought it would be nice to write a song, but that is not largely what I do. So consequently, I don't have a lot of completed compositions. So I would not consider myself to be prolific. But what I do have, I feel very connected to and believe in enough to produce it and bring it to Bruce Barth to perform and to record on the album and release the album. So I feel excited about that. But as far as, well, I think that because I also do a lot of spiritual work apart from music. And I have come to notice that at our deepest experience, we are all alike. So that gives me this courage to bring this music out when it's something that I feel very, that's so personal. I create it because I need to, because I long to express it. And then I also have the choice not to let anyone hear it. But if I once I feel confident that it accurately expresses what I felt at the time, then I feel encouraged to share it, because I think that it could help. It could help connect with others. It could help others connect with each other. And that's, as I said earlier, for me, that's what I have to give.
Mm-hmm.
Skyscrapers seem all a waste. Just remember that wish you had since you were small, to go to the mountains, answer the call. Mama's let your daughters be cowgirls. Montana calls you since your birth. Where God shows us truly there's heaven on earth. Go back to your cell phone. Meetings await. Commuting at rush hour. Just don't be late. As you dodge yellow taxis in New York's Times Square, you trade all that neon for some fresh country air.
So I don't know if that answers the question.
I think it does, because what I was getting at and what I wanted to open up for people to understand, and this harkens back to what I said a while ago about this sort of deep, soulful thing coming through, mm-hmm. that you are making a connection based on very real experience, very real things, mm-hmm. and it's almost, it feels in some ways a bit cathartic. It's almost as if you're pulling this out of your system so that you can be free of it. Mm-hmm. And so when I listen to some of your music, that's the experience I have with it, that it's reminding me of something that I experience that may still be there inside me, and I want to express that and release that mm-hmm. in a powerful way. And it's interesting to me how music can do that for mm-hmm. you. Music, lyrics, the experience of that expression can help you say to yourself, wow, this can be resolved, or mm-hmm. yeah, this can be let go of. And so for me, music can be a very healing experience for that reason. Mm. So that as we're listening to it, and it can bring up things that maybe have been forgotten, but that in the remembering of it is also the healing of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so when I do my work as a energy healer, or when I'm working with people, that's part of the process of healing. So I think that music that's capable of doing that can be very powerful.
Yes, well said.
Yeah, so that's where I was getting at, that aspect of it. Again, you're listening to Heart of Mind Radio for the New Millennium. I'm Catherine Davis, and joining me is Rita Selby. And we have been speaking about her upcoming concert, her newly released CD, Both Sides Now. And I want to make sure you have all that information before we complete the program. So, Rita, give us sort of a synopsis of the new CD, Both Sides Now.
Well, it is a wonderful collection of my favorite songs that I couldn't imagine not recording. And I was able to also include three of my compositions, which are very special to me and came from different experiences I've had in my life, and being inspired by stories. In one case, that a good friend was going through some difficult parting with a house in his family that had been long in his family, and the misgivings of and the sadness to part with the house. So I was so moved by that, and a song came to me from listening to what he was going through and what this meant to him and his family. So you'll hear the song Always Home on the recording. And the CD was engineered by Frank Fagnano, who's also the associate producer. And we worked together to also mix the music, and he mastered it beautifully, and I couldn't be happier with the result. So I hope that you and it and the whole world will enjoy it. It's actually on the website for everyone to hear in its entirety for free. So you could even use your handheld device as a radio. It's quite remarkable. We're living in amazing times.
Exactly. and the concert, of course, coming up is Friday, April 6th, 2018 at 8 p.m. And it is at the Norman S. Vanzequin Hall, the Domena Center for Classical Music, 450 West 37th Street in New York City. Doors open at 7:30, and it's actually very reasonable for people to get their tickets, and you can do that ahead of time at RitaSelbyMusic.com. It's a limited space, so I do recommend people go in and reserve that space by getting your tickets ahead of time. And you also have something to announce for Bruce Barth.
Oh, yes. Bruce, I just heard his wonderful concert at the Zinc Bar with his trio just on Friday. But Bruce has a duo concert coming up at Mesro in the Village on May 18th and 19th with the bassist Dave Barron. So I hope everyone will go and check that out.
Excellent, excellent. One of the last things I thought we could talk about was, in terms of the music, it's true that you said, you know, that you come from a certain inspiration when the music comes to you.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't take away from its universality and how everyone can relate to it in their own way. So maybe speak to that for a minute.
Okay, well, sometimes I think to talk about how the music came to me might make it more specific to me than universal, such as if I say that I had X, Y, Z experience, and that's how I was inspired to write this particular song. It might, because the music itself can be interpreted in any particular way, and that's the listener. That's how the listener receives it. And if I talk about how it was written and why it was written, I know I'm happy to do that, but I think it's a little self-serving to do that, because it would color the experience of the listener, who should be able to receive it in whatever way it feels right for them. Do you think?
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense to me, because, in fact, that's what happens when you listen to music.
Yeah.
It takes you on a journey into your own interior being. And so the song is entertaining, but it could also be that catalyst for your own movement, inner movement. So I think that's the most powerful way to share music. I agree. Listening to Heart of Mind Radio for the New Millennium. I'm Catherine. My guest has been Rita Selby. So thank you, Rita, for joining me today.
It's been such a pleasure. Thank you for inviting me, Catherine.
You're very welcome. I shared this interview. It was recorded in studio. And if you are interested in finding more about this music, you can go to Rita Selby Music. www.bruceandiula.com, and you can find out more. And think about putting that date on your calendar, April 6th. And one of the things that I really enjoyed about this conversation was how the experience of being a creative person, taking that creativity and merging it with your talent and your skills and allow that to blossom into a creative force, a creative activity, a creative product. It's really a wonderful way to live. It's a wonderful way to have expression in our lives. So if you have been experiencing this in your own life, it takes some courage to be able to take your own work, your own creativity, whether it's that you write songs or maybe you're a playwright or maybe you are a performance artist, or, you know, there's so many ways that we can express ourselves. And I would love to hear your perspective on this inspirational way of living. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, Kathy. You know who this is?
I think I do. Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
That sounds very interesting. That particular tune, Old Black Magic, I remember that being performed in the 60s. By Louis Prima and Keeley Smith, I remember.
Well, that's pretty cool. Yeah, it's a classic piece of music, that's for sure.
Well, that's a very interesting perspective your guest has.
Yeah. Yeah, well, she's not just a composer, a musician, and a producer. She produces a number of people's albums and music on her website, RitaSelbyMusic.com. But she's a spiritual practitioner as well and works with people in healing, coaching. So she does a lot of interesting and revitalizing things. But the real challenge I find is to take your own heartfelt work and put it into the marketplace. It takes courage to do that. So that's why I am putting this out there, because you can really feel that energy in the spectrum of a performance. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, it's a very interesting perspective, and she's quite an accomplished piano player.
Well, the piano was Bruce Barth. Now, Rita is an accomplished piano player, but this is a composition in which she arranged the music and has musicians accompanying her. So it's an amazing combination. The Rita Selby Trio is who will be performing on April 6th.
Well, you know, everybody has their own way of expressing themselves. The other day, I was at a concert at Borough of Manhattan Community College Performing Arts Center, a jazz concert, and the trombone player did something very unusual. He puts down his trombones, and he puts out a collection of seashells on the table, and he uses different ones, and he produced a melody playing into seashells. It was fascinating.
That does sound fascinating. See, we can all have that creative expression. I know that you're also a musician. You play classical guitar. So,
correct.
Yeah, so I know that there's a lot that we all have to contribute. And if we contribute that gift and support each other in those gifts, then we continue to thrive. So it's a wonderful thing. Thank you for calling, Matt.
All right. We'll see you soon.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I would like to play another piece of music for you. And keeping with the theme, I'm going to play another piece of music by Rita Selby. But of course, I'm going to hearken back to her first release CD and play a little of that and then go into one of her new pieces from the featured CD, which is Both Sides Now with Rita Selby. So let's hear On Earth. And then we'll transition into her other music.
Without you, the sweetest wine melts silently to water. And the moon shines lonely in the night. Try and see the feel you with me now. Somehow, I don't know how I've known since birth. I'm without you, water. Please send a message to me. Let me know you're on your way. We'll set our spirits free. So, without you on earth, and without you by my side, singing till you hear me till we happen to collide.
And now I'm going to shift to The Summer Knows. Been listening to Heart of Mind Radio for the New Millennium. I'm Catherine. My guest has been Rita Selby.